We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's bring back to the program Andy Benoit. Andy, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. And a lot of things to get into as you've been writing furiously at SI.com and out there in Twitterverse. Your top 25 and under team features a few Ravens that get some mention here. And it's, Marlon Humphrey and a very deep under 25 and under cornerback class in general in the NFL. Ronnie Stanley at one of your tackles. And Mark Andrews, tight end, breakout star a little bit for the Ravens last year. What about those three players do you like, and the future looking bright for them, at least in Ravens uniforms?
I think Humphrey's a superstar caliber cornerback, and that'll be really evident last year. I think it'll be really evident to more people this year. He's one of the few corners in the league who can travel with undersized number one receivers. So think your Antonio Brown types, or I guess more relevant now would be your Odell Beckham types. He can travel with those kind of receivers. Usually the traveling corners are bigger guys that match up to bigger receivers. So Humphrey, there's a lot to like there. And it's great that his style is really opposite Jimmy Smith, so they can do a lot of different coverage variations for how they match up. Andrews, a good receiving threat, better vertical weapon than I anticipated him being. I think he'll be big in their running game as well. I don't know if he's a great blocker, but he can block effectively enough on the move, and that's what that running game is going to ask of their tight ends there. And then as far as Stanley goes, there's a steadiness to Stanley's pass protection. He's not flawless yet by any means, but he has the right body type and movement skills. I think this will be a quantum leap season for him.
Andy, I saw you did a thing on top 10 running backs, and I would think that Ingram, probably by the time it's all said and done, if you do one at the end of the year, he'll be in it. If he stays healthy with as much as they're going to run the football, and the thing, Greg Roman's had a Pro Bowl running back every time he's been a coordinator, I would expect a big year from Ingram.
Ingram might be the most professional runner in the NFL. And what I mean by that is the way the play is designed, he's going to execute it, and he's going to execute it to its fullest ability. I don't know if he has a ton of create ability. I don't know if he manufactures his own yards, but he'll take your design, and let's say the blocking got him 4 yards, he'll consistently get 5 or 6 yards on those runs. He is a really sound, mechanically functional football player. He's very good in the screen game as well. That got lost in New Orleans because Alvin Kamara is the guy in their passing game. But Mark Ingram is a well above average receiving back in the NFL, at least if he's coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, doesn't he kind of remind you a little bit? I mean, Frank Gore was kind of like that too, wasn't he?
Yes. That's what I was thinking when I was saying he's a very professional runner, because the one guy, I probably need to backtrack, Frank Gore might be a touch more professional than Ingram, because Gore is the consummate execution-based running back. Both guys are very good. And a big trait that they have is the ability to get skinny when they need to get skinny. They can confine themselves through small areas, and they have enough wiggle that they can set up their blocks on the move. And that's a big deal in Greg Roman's scheme, because Roman does a lot with pull blockers, moving guards. Sometimes it'll be tackles. There's often a lead blocking element to it. So the ability to track your blocker in front of you and work off of that, that's a big deal. I think that fits Roman really well. It fits Ingram and Roman's scheme really well.
Yeah, I totally agree, because Gore had tremendous success in Roman's offense, and I think Ingram will too. I think Ingram's going to be a Pro Bowl running back if he can stay healthy. And he does like to pull that left guard, and he likes to pull the tight end, around to give extra blockers, up inside. Now, let me ask you about what type of season, Andy, do you think Lamar Jackson's going to have? Because, this whole season is all determined on whether Lamar Jackson can become a consistent passer.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it's the jury is very much out on that. If we're going off of what evidence was presented to us last year, he looks to me like an up-and-down passer in terms of consistency, which doesn't mean bad. I mean, ups and downs. He's going to have some ups. I think he makes some nice throws, especially on timing and rhythm throws between the numbers, which are big because those are usually the throws you get off of play action. And play action's a friendly thing to do for a young QB, and especially one in a very run-heavy offense. So they know what they have in Jackson, and they'll keep working with it. He needs to be sound in the pocket, though. With these young mobile QBs, their tendency is to move needlessly in the pocket because they've always been able to just move away from everybody. But in the NFL, it's a different passing game, and so much of it's about spacing and timing. And when the quarterback moves, that changes the spacing and timing. So Jackson has to trust his protection and trust his own drop-back ability, and that's going to be an up-and-down process. It has been for just about every mobile QB that's come into the NFL. The closest I've seen who got it right pretty quickly was Deshaun Watson, and I think Watson even himself regressed a little bit last year in that sense. His O-line wasn't very good, so he got a little bit jittery in the pocket. But you have to be able to move with subtlety and nuance to play quarterback in the NFL.
Of all the quarterbacks that are going into year two, who do you think is going to have the biggest year?
Baker Mayfield. That's almost a no-brainer in my mind. He has the weapons around him. He plays the game like a veteran already. He'll have some turnovers. That's the nature of a decisive downfield thrower, which Mayfield often is. That's not all he is, but that's what he's more than willing and able to be. What I loved about him last year is when he did have turnovers, he didn't change the way he played. He came right back to the concepts if he felt they would work. He plays a fearless style of football. I like that. I'm interested to see what Sam Darnold does under Adam Gase. Mm-hmm. My sense is Gase will try to play to Darnold's movement ability. That's another young QB that must learn to stay in the pocket. Gase understands that, and it'll be fun to see how he constructs the offense for Darnold. Darnold's a little bit of a freestyle type of QB, and I think Gase will have some fun with that. It's a different type of QB than Gase has had before.
What do you think happens in Miami? Is Rosen the guy? And then do you think Josh Allen can become a consistent passer?
Real quick on Allen, no, I do not. He reminds me so much of Cam Newton stylistically. He is a power thrower, downfield power thrower, so some of his best throws are going to look better than most guys' best throws, but he's going to be errant on a few balls every game. That was the case last year, and that tends to be the case with those type of throwers. You don't become more accurate once you reach the NFL. At least you don't become wildly more accurate. So what Allen does give you, though, some dimension in the running game, and again, that big downfield ability. Rosen, in some ways, is the antithesis of Allen, because I think he is a very precise passer, and when he's on schedule, when the designs are working, I think he can be as good as just about any, let's say, second-tier QB in the NFL, so a top 10, top 15 type QB. He's not that yet, of course. He needs to be more consistent. But his type of skill set translates very well to the NFL. Miami got an unbelievable deal in that trade.
Andy Benoit, SI.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's talk about last year's MVP, Patrick Mahomes. Only 23 years old, had a monster season for Kansas City. How much better can he get moving forward here?
Believe it or not, he has, I'd say, a notable amount of room to get better. I voted him MVP last year, and it really was not a hard decision. He is on film. He is as good as he looks and as electrifying as he looks on television. What you do see with Mahomes, I think this is why he said he's working on his footwork this offseason, is he'll miss on a couple throws every game. We're talking just like accuracy, like he'll just be off target. If he corrects that and he gets those two or three throws more accurate, and there tend to be downfield throws when he does it, I don't see how you stop him because he already has more than enough of a repertoire to fall back on. The other challenge that Mahomes will face, and he's done a tremendous job of navigating it so far, in my opinion, is when you are as gifted as he is, there's a tendency to go off script and play off schedule. We've seen it with Aaron Rodgers a lot over the years in Green Bay. You can't rely on that. That cannot be your foundation because the guys around you, they have to play on schedule. Your receivers, your blockers, they need to know where you'll be and what you're going to do as you're the guy holding the ball. So the off-schedule stuff, that has to be your fallback option when things break down. You don't want to get into the habit of breaking things down yourself. And I think Mahomes, for the most part, has navigated that very well. And I think Andy Reid's system helps the QB navigate that because it's a pretty buttoned-up scheme and there's a lot of dimension to it. And I'm sure Reid will stay on Mahomes pretty aggressively to do that.
Andy, who would be a surprise MVP candidate?
Surprise MVP
candidate? Yeah, not a Patrick. Andrew Luck, okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a surprise. I mean, that's probably a really weak surprise, but that's who I would predict as MVP right now if I was projecting this stuff. The progress he showed, if we call it that, he was already a superstar, but coming back, staying healthy, and then changing his style of play, that kind of progress that he showed under Frank Reich last year was really impressive because what Luck does that's so special is extend plays, especially from within the pocket. But you leave yourself open to getting hit that way, and he can't continue to do that at this stage of his career, given his shoulder injuries. So Wright came in and said, we're going to design a system. We had Carson Wentz in Philly. He's a lot like you. And we gave Wentz these three-step and five-step drop-back passes very often, and he was excellent with it. We put three receivers to one side, two to the other side. Often one side beats man coverage. The other side is designed to beat zone. And we're going to let you navigate the offense. But the ball has to be out quickly for us to do this. And Luck, to his credit, responded right away and was very successful. And when he does need to extend play still and convert a third down and long, he hasn't lost that ability. That'll always be with him.
Andy Benoit, SI.com. Andy, we appreciate your time and the talk.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Andy Benoit, SI.com. Go read that story about the top 25 players, 25 and under. Ravens getting some mention there as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.